Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm looking at townhall.com, an article by Steve Dace, and it's titled Republicans Nullifying Conservatives, and it's about the Oklahoma Personhood Bill, which has been stalled in the House. It turns out that Oklahoma is the reddest of the red states. Personhood has passed their Senate. The House of Representatives has indicated they're ready to pass it. The governor has indicated she'd sign it. So why is it stopped in the House? I think it has something to do with ice cream. Is that true? We've got from Personhood USA, Gualberto Garcia Jones and Keith Mason. Guys, welcome to Bob Enyart Live. Guabe, can we start with you? What does ice cream have to do with the House not taking up the Personhood Bill?
Well, Bob, apparently the 68 Republicans in the House, and that's 68 out of 99 legislators, they have a super majority. They felt that it was important enough to spend 10 minutes on the day when the Personhood Bill was supposed to come up for a vote talking about ice cream and honoring a local high school basketball team rather than actually bringing up the Personhood Bill.
The right to life of the unborn child, which had already passed the state Senate. And you guys have had boots on the ground there in Oklahoma. Keith Mason, Keith, welcome to Bob Enyart Live. You guys have been there. Personhood USA has been turning up the pressure. What's going on in Oklahoma?
Well, thanks, Bob. It's good to be here with you again. And in Oklahoma, we have turned up the grassroots there, and we've been able to funnel about 27,000 calls into the legislature lobbying on behalf of this thing. Mm. We also have our initiative there, which is going very strong.
The initiative is the signature gathering effort. That's Plan B. In case the legislators fail the unborn child, J.C. Watts is on board. And thousands of families are already getting signatures.
That's right. Over 13,000 people have volunteered down there and are volunteering now to gather signatures. And
so very exciting.
It's really strong. But, you know, it's sad that we, the people, have to do that. But we do it with all knowledge that, you know, these politicians often fail us. And, you know, this is the reddest state in America. We have a supermajority in the Senate, in the House, and we have a Republican governor. So the Republicans, this is the Republican deal where the person that is supposed to pass, but yet we have all the votes we need, and it's coming down to we just don't want to vote on this. We just don't want to hear this. Mm. Now it's time, and Bob, and thanks for having us on. We want to do an exclusive thing on your show. We want to do something special for your audience.
All right. We're ready.
On this show.
We're ready. What can we do?
But just so you know, I mean, the environment in Oklahoma right now is we have the Southern Baptist Convention turning out their people, telling them to contact the legislature. We have the Catholic bishops who made an announcement in every mass last Sunday.
Whoa.
They said, call your representative, because Chris Steele, the speaker, said this is not going to come up for a vote.
The Republican speaker of the House has blocked the Personhood Bill, and this is after months of effort to get to this point with a majority of the legislators in both houses saying, the right to life comes from our Creator at conception. We need to support this. And it passed the Senate. It's poised to pass the House. This is exactly what the Democrats do. The Democrats, they don't let a bill come to the floor for an up or down vote.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the day of, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I was ticked. I was ticked, and I know Guabe was too. So we did 400,000 calls to Republicans the day that this didn't pass. And the message was this. If you're not going to vote pro-life, Why should we vote for you?
Wow.
And that's the message I think these Republicans need to hear. So I'll tell you, all the energy's been going on Speaker Steele. Speaker Steele, please take this for a vote.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? He's pretty immune. He's not running again for office. Mm. But you know who is? Governor Mary Fallon. The CEO of the state. So now for your show, this is a special thing that we're doing for your show.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling on people, pro-lifers across the country.
I see this phone number right here. This is the governor's office.
That's right. That's right. Your audience is probably the most pro-life audience in the country, I think.
Well, that'd be an honor if it's true. And I hope it's true. Hey, guys out there, I hope it's true.
I think so. We're in trouble if it's not. But but here's the deal. I think your audience first. If your audience can pick up the phone around the nation and in the state of Colorado and all across, you know, even the world maybe.
And we have a lot of friends in Oklahoma, of course.
If they could pick up the phone and let the governor know, the CEO of the state, to take leadership in this. And if the bishops of the Catholic Church, if the Baptists can step out and go forward, if dozens of legislators can say, we want this to come for a vote, surely the Republican governor of Oklahoma, who says she's pro-life, who said she'll sign if it makes it to her desk, could say publicly, let's have an up or down vote on this.
Yeah. So this is Governor Mary Fallon, and her phone number, Guabe, could you give out her phone number? And we'll put it also on the show summary today. If somebody's driving, be careful while you're driving. Don't jot this down while you're driving. But if you're not driving, please type this into your cell phone. Write it down, look it up at kgov.com later, and let's all call. And it's important that we call this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow morning.
Right, and that number is 405-521-2342. That's 405-521-2342. One additional thing, Bob, that's pretty remarkable about what's happening in Oklahoma is that every single pro-life group in the state, including groups that usually don't work with personhood,
right, exactly,
have endorsed this bill.
Could we talk about that? Talk about the groups that are supporting personhood. I know that I saw a message on the top of the website for Colorado Right to Life, and it said, please let's help our brothers and sisters in Oklahoma. Please call the Oklahoma State House. And they explained that we have a number of pro-life organizations that are supporting this personhood bill. This is an extraordinary moment in history.
Right. And, you know, we have not just pro-life organizations per se, but also every major religious denomination that's pro-life in the state is also supporting this. And they're actively advocating for this vote to happen. So people want to know where these politicians stand. And one of the groups is Oklahomans for Life. They haven't gotten along very well with personhood in the past, but they decided to work on this one, and they've been doing a pretty good job lobbying every day.
That is so encouraging to see that happening.
Right.
And you guys said that the Catholic bishops have issued a statement that was read in every mass in the state saying to call your legislators and urge them to bring this to a vote.
Right. It's kind of shocking that the legislators would think that they're going to be able to sneak this one past when everybody in the state who is a Christian and who's pro-life is calling for this vote.
Mm. So we're talking about Oklahomans for Life, Personhood Oklahoma, of course, the Oklahoma Eagle Forum, along with the national organizations, including American Right to Life, of course, here in Colorado, Colorado Right to Life. There is so much support for this effort. And so the pressure coming on our conservative politicians from the pro-life community, that's what we need, Guabe, because it seems like for years we have elected tens of thousands of pro-life Republicans, tens of thousands, and babies are still being killed by the millions. So we have, and we've given them money, we've campaigned for them, we've voted for them, and basically the killing of unborn children continues at this epidemic rate.
And it's a pivotal moment, because if the reddest state in the nation with probably the largest percentage of Republicans can't get this done when every single one of their groups that constitutes their base supports them, then really there's something happening here that's very troubling. And I, for one, you know, I'm a registered Republican. If they can't pull this off, you know, I'm so disappointed with them. I'm going to become an independent.
Wow. hey, like I just heard a moment ago, if you're not going to vote pro-life, why should we vote for you?
Exactly.
I think that's key. And you know, Bob, can I give out that number one more time? Maybe there's people just tuning in. You know, the number for Governor Mary Fallon, the CEO of Oklahoma, is 405-521-2342. That's 405-521-2342. And, you know, all successes are leadership successes. All failures are leadership failures. And so if the party fails to vote on personhood, if they betray their pro-life base, ultimately, whose responsibility is that? Where does the buck stop? I think it stops with Governor Mary Fallon, and that's what we want her to know. We want her to understand that we're watching this, and her non-action is looked at as hostile action against the babies and against all of us who put her in office.
There was a time when being pro-life meant that you said, I'm against funding for Planned Parenthood. And that pretty much would be enough. Like Senator Hank Brown here in Colorado, I remember way back, this goes back like 20 years ago, all my pro-life Christian friends said, we have to campaign for Hank Brown. We got to get him in the U.S. Senate to protect unborn children. I said, why? Isn't he a pro-abort? They said, oh, no, he's against funding for Planned Parenthood. So he goes, he wins, he's in the U.S. Senate. They have the Clarence Thomas hearings, if you remember, with Anita Hill, and he's asked by Senator Joe Biden, he's asked on national TV, by the way, where do you stand on abortion? And he said, oh, I'm pro-choice. And that's after pro-lifers in Colorado fought to get him elected, and on national TV, he says, I'm pro-choice. So this time of you're pro-life if you're against funding for Planned Parenthood, that's bogus. You're pro-life if you're pro-personhood. If you don't believe every child has a right to life from God, you're not pro-life.
Bob, as you're talking, I just realized that maybe Speaker Steele and Governor Mary Fallon have not received the memo that the pro-life movement has changed over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And that there's new leadership of the pro-life movement, and that's personhood.
Yeah.
And that if they're not going to act pro-life and they're just going to talk pro-life, that doesn't cut it, that we're not going to work to elect them, that we're actually going to work against them.
Yeah, this is not your grandma's pro-life movement. This is a new day, and this is serious. We're talking about killing unborn children, and for the pro-life movement to have been hijacked by fundraisers and lawyers and politicians, that was horrendous that was allowed to happen. But that day is past. There are still people who think that that's the reality, but that's no longer the terrain that we're fighting on.
Bob, can I give you an anecdote from last Wednesday when the bill was supposed to be voted on? Keith and I were right outside the chambers of the state house. And as the day dragged on, we realized that there probably wasn't going to be a vote. And so what we started doing was to individually call out every single legislator that we knew should be supportive. And we called them out from the floor. You can send a note into the chamber. And we called them out, and we had about 10 or 12, mostly young people, some older people as well, but a lot of young people. And we just asked them, why aren't you voting on this? And the amazing thing is everybody that we contacted said, oh, I support this. I want to vote for this. But the speaker's just not letting it get out. And we just, you know, they're blocking the way. And then a day, was it the next day, Keith? The next day, the speaker comes out with a press release telling everybody in the state that the caucus, the Republican caucus, meaning the Republicans in the House, were not allowing him to bring it up for a vote. So the speaker is blaming it on the members of the House,
and the members
of the House are blaming it on the speaker.
It's the passing the buck, which politicians have always done. Republicans claim that it's the Democrats who use these kinds of tactics.
Right.
And it turns out, in my observation, no, both parties do this kind of stuff equally. And so we have to hold our House accountable.
Right. And I think it's good for them to hear, if they're listening right now, that we don't really care who's blocking this. We're going to go after each and every one of those guys, the ones that said that somebody else should be doing the job when they're legislators, they were elected to do the job. Mm. And there are a few that today decided to hold a press conference. And so legislators are calling out their own leadership in Oklahoma. I believe it's 10 to 15 legislators that came out on the steps of the Capitol and basically called the bluff of the speaker.
Well, Representative Mike Reynolds, I'm just looking at a press release from Personhood, Oklahoma, and he's quoted in the Tulsa World. Guabe, I was on TV for years in Tulsa on Channel 8, and I tell you, that was a lot of fun. But the Tulsa World and I, we didn't have a greatest relationship. But they're quoting Representative Mike Reynolds saying the idea that this was a caucus decision is bogus. It's my understanding that there was no vote in caucus. So there's some significant power base behind this effort to kill the personhood bill in Oklahoma.
Right.
And there are a lot of Oklahoma churches, voters, Republicans, pro-lifers who are saying this is what we put you in office to do. Do this.
Right. And we know the governor, as the chief executive, has power. We know the speaker has power, but we also know the base has power. So if only one of those were to step up and say this has to happen, it would happen. Mm. And so we're calling on all three of those groups of people to pass this.
And especially
now.
The base. You know, sometimes a little bit of Roman history lingo here. Sometimes I hear that Roman Empire had a democratic aspect to its governance. And it turns out if Caesar returned from a battle and the crowds, the throngs came out praising him, then the Senate was reduced in power and the emperor was increased in power because they sensed that the grassroots was supporting the emperor. But if he rode into Rome and nobody comes out, it's an embarrassment, and that emboldened the Senate. And they felt like they could exert power over Caesar. So here we have an opportunity for the grassroots, that is the people listening to this. If somebody's in Oklahoma, we have a lot of friends for many years, 20 years in Oklahoma, pro-lifers, Christians, pastors, homeschool families. If you live in Oklahoma, please consider it your duty and obligation to call the governor's office. Please do. If you live anywhere else in the country, this is an opportunity for you to help the Christians in Oklahoma protect unborn children in their state. Let me give out the phone number. So this is Governor Mary Fallon, and she's up for re-election. She needs to hear that people are thinking about her and whether or not she's going to exert leadership or not, or cave to the anti-personhood forces in the Republican Party and elsewhere. Her phone number. Now, this is not her cell phone, is it?
No, it's not, but we could. Yeah. Anyway, no, this is her office.
Let's just give her office number. All right. 405-521-2342. That's area code 405-521-2342. Governor Mary Fallon. And just ask Governor, please use your authority to protect unborn children. Bring personhood to a vote in the Senate. Please pick up the phone and call the Speaker of the House and ask him to bring this to a vote.
That's right. We really need to know publicly from her. You know, she could go on the news tonight. She could release a statement, for that matter, saying, I want this to come to a vote. I agree with the Catholic bishops and the Southern Baptists and so many other clergy and the hundreds of thousands of people in Oklahoma that want this to come to a vote. I agree with them, and I think it should come to a vote, too. Just do that. Mm. That's what we want from her. And so we want to know that she's with us on this deal. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what it's going to take. And look, this is the time where people from around the country, I think, should engage, because Oklahoma is sort of a flashpoint. It's a trigger point of this movement. If this bill passes, if we are able to show that we can pass personhood, one thing that happens is all the lies of our opponents, the pro-abortion groups, they fall flat. Mm-hmm. All the scare tactics that they say about personhood go out the window. You know, we're able to show that. And look, you know, again, Oklahoma is the reddest state in America. Are the GOP just playing us completely?
It seems that way. Remember Dr. Dobson said that when he finally stepped down from his radio ministry at Focus on the Family. He said, we have been like the other woman to the Republican Party. They're married to the people they're really loyal to, but they would take us out on a Friday or Saturday night, but then they'd show up at church Sunday morning with their wife. So we were like the other woman. They would meet with us, they'd take our money, they'd take our votes, but then they'd deny that they even know us in public. That's been happening for a long, long time. Obviously, for Dr. Dobson to summarize it in that way. So it's got to come to an end. We can't continue supporting fraudulent Republicans, because when we do, they get worse and worse and worse. Look at the pattern from Bob Dole to John McCain to Mitt Romney. They get worse and worse. They're increasingly anti-Christian marriage, anti-right to life of the unborn child, pro-government involvement in healthcare, and on and on. We got to fight at the line drawn with the blood of unborn children.
That's right. That's right. And I think the time is now. Again, 405-521-2342. We're letting Governor Mary Fallon know that the buck stops with her with this vote on personhood, that we're expecting her to show leadership. The CEO of the state ought to be able to call for a vote on the Personhood Act in Oklahoma, and she ought to be able to use some of that executive power that she does hold. She holds the power, and so we expect her to use that power. We're not going to take no for an answer as the base. You know, this is not dead. The media reports are saying that personhood is dead in Oklahoma. It's not dead. We have until Thursday before the expiration date is on this thing. I think your audience that is in Oklahoma, I think it would be good to make a statement to say, look, if you're not going to vote to save the preborn children, why would we vote for you? And you know what? We're not going to vote for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. If we're not willing to lose an election, that means you're willing to lose your nation. That's really what it means. Because when the opposition is able to get their candidate and both the R and the D, when the opposition candidate is both Republican and Democrat, and you're not willing to say, I'm going to stand for principle, I'm not going to put a child killer in office, well, then you're willing to lose your nation for what? For winning an election. And we have won. Somebody needs to run the numbers. I guess that means I do. Somebody needs to figure out how many pro-life Republicans we have elected in the last 40 years to stop abortion. We have put tens of thousands of people in office at every level of government, judges and governors, representatives, senators, mayors, presidents, administrative staff, and still they're killing children with a flood of unborn blood from the innocent in our country. And how many more victories do we need before we're finally going to say we're going to stop fooling around?
Right. And, you know, going back to another anecdote from our brief visit to Oklahoma, Planned Parenthood had bussed in a busload of young women. And I think they could not believe their eyes to see what was happening below them, to see a Republican supermajority basically doing the bidding of Planned Parenthood. It was really incredible. And that, to me, kind of begs the question of who are these Republicans answering to? Is it the governor? Is the governor a Romney Republican that's asking them to kill this silently? Is the speaker, a term-limited speaker, really so powerful that he can contradict the will of an entire elected House? It's really interesting. Are they in bed with Planned Parenthood itself? Who knows?
Gualberto Garcia Jones, legal counsel with Personhood USA. Guabe, do you know the name Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt? Do you remember that guy?
I do. I remember reading about him. He's kind of a Christian hero, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He battled the U.S. Navy and he won because they came up with a policy that chaplains could not pray in Jesus' name. And he got them, basically, he got the Congress, the president, he got everybody involved, and they struck down that bad policy. So he's still fighting. He's one of my heroes. Well, he just called in. He doesn't need to go on the air, but he said this. He called the governor's office, and he indicated that he was Chaplain Klingenschmidt. We call him Chaps, or Dr. Chaps. And he said that the governor's office in Oklahoma said they're now taking account of representatives to see if they have enough votes to pass this. So wow. I think the pressure is getting to the governor's office, but I don't think that means we should give up. I think that means we should continue because the indication is we do have the votes.
Right. And we've known that all along. There actually have been whip counts, which, you know, were sort of leaked to us from some of the representatives inside who are friendly, who said we had a massive majority. And so when the speaker comes out and says that, oh, you know, there's a majority against this, we know that he's lying.
So we have a super majority.
Right.
We have more than a super majority. Could you, I'm asking my producer, could you find out if Chaps will be available to be interviewed on the show next week? Let's try to get Dr. Chaps. It's Dr. Chaps to you. So we'll try to get Chaplain Klingenschmidt on this show next week. That'll be just super. And we think we could do that a week from tomorrow, maybe? That'd be great. Okay. So, guys, we only have a few more minutes. Personhood Oklahoma is part of the whole Personhood network all over the country. Could you give me an idea, Keith, what's going on? This modern personhood movement really got its start with Christy Burton right here in Colorado with Gualberto Garcia Jones and Keith Mason and the whole effort, and we got on the ballot in 2008.
And that's right, and it's really turned into a global movement now. Guabe and I will be heading to Europe in a couple weeks here to talk with groups from around, I think 12 countries now are engaged in personhood type efforts. They'll be doing international conference. But
In Portugal,
Lisbon, Portugal. And so we're excited about that, what God's doing around the country. You know, also, you know, Oklahoma is one battle of many. We're gathering signatures here in Colorado, in Nevada, in Ohio, in Florida, in Montana. All these states are gathering signatures to put this on the battle. And literally every single day, there's articles written about personhood. Mm-hmm. The efforts and the determination of people here in Colorado have produced a game change in the entire movement. Mm-hmm. And that's really, we joke about the memo, but literally the movement has changed.
They haven't gotten the memo.
The movement is a different movement to what it was 5 years ago, Bob. And I think that's the folks here in Colorado and around the country that are just working with the gravel in the gut and the spit in their eye to just fight for personhood, even if the odds are against us in some states like Colorado, but continuing to press. The result of that is a movement change. It's reviving the country, and it's changing the culture around us. Mm. And I think we ought to remember that and understand that that's what we're here and that's what we're about.
Well, when NBC has some crazy show they call Law and Order, and we find out that they quoted Guabe at the press conference announcing yet another personhood amendment effort. Guabe, you held your son. Could you remind us what you said while you're holding your newborn son to launch a personhood amendment effort?
Right. It must have been right around the 1st of July, because my son was born the 22nd of June, and he was about a week old. And I'd been researching the laws on how we treat animals in Colorado. And I realized that there was, I think it's up to 36 months in jail for mistreating an animal. Mm. And yet you can kill a child and it's a business. It's a business opportunity, whereas killing an animal, mistreating an animal is considered a crime. And so we treat animals and we protect animals better than we do our own posterity.
Yeah. And you said that a dog or a cat have more rights than my son had a week ago.
Right.
That line, your line verbatim, came up in a character's mouth on Law and Order, so much so that American Right to Life got a transcript of that episode and put it on their website at AmericanRightToLife.org. Just look for Guabe Garcia Jones or Law and Order. And what a stunning pro-life episode where they argued that even rape is no excuse to kill an unborn child. And apparently that was the regular characters in the series saying that Roe v. Wade has run its course and we need to realize that kids have rights.
Right.
So it's a game changer. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
You're very welcome. Please, everybody, call the governor in Oklahoma. You don't even need her name. 405-521-2342. Say, please bring the personhood bill up for a vote. Please apply pressure. God bless you guys.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.